President Clinton acknowledged today that the White House had allowed a Chinese arms dealer, Wang Jun, into a presidential reception for political donors. 3 months later, Wang's weapons company was implicated in an illegal international gun smuggling operation. The president made the comments at a news conference in which he announced his cabinet nominees for housing, energy, transportation, and labor. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The president's decision-making process took a familiar course. The final choices were made late at night and at the last possible minute. The president met with his advisors well past midnight, trying to come up with the right mix of people. 4 years ago, he made a public point of promising a cabinet that looked like America. Back then, he was accused of creating an administration by the numbers. This year, White House officials played down the concern with diversity, but it appears to have been as strong as ever. Once again, the White House was the subject of a lobbying effort by Black, Hispanic, and women's groups, but today the president insisted he felt no pressure.
The pressure was pressure I put on myself. I believe that one of my jobs at this moment in history is to demonstrate by the team I put together that no group of people should be excluded from service to our country, and that all people are capable of serving. So I have striven to achieve both excellence and diversity.
The president announced that Rodney Slater, an African American and the current head of the Federal Highway Administration, will be the new transportation secretary. In an effort to make sure Hispanics were represented in the cabinet, the president asked the outgoing transportation secretary, Federico Peña, to stay in the cabinet as energy secretary. Alexis Herman, who has been the White House bridge to the African American community, will be the new Secretary of Labor. She was opposed by organized labor, but supported by such influential Black leaders as Jesse Jackson. Andrew Cuomo, the son of the former New York governor and currently an assistant secretary of housing, will be elevated to the top post at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. In addition to announcing his new cabinet choices, the president answered questions today about fundraising scandals. New details are being disclosed almost daily. The latest concerns Wang Jun, a Chinese arms dealer with ties to the Beijing government. He was brought to a White House reception by Charlie Tree, the man accused of giving improper donations to both the Democratic Party and to President Clinton's legal defense fund. President Clinton says he remembers literally nothing about the meeting that Wang Jun attended, but he agreed it violated White House procedure for contacts with representatives of the Chinese government.
Well, I'm disappointed that it happened. It was clearly inappropriate. And I think what is obviously called for is, and what I have instructed to be done, is to establish some sort of better screening provisions that are tighter to minimize this.
Just 3 months after Wang Jun's appearance at the White House, his weapons trading firm, which is owned by the Chinese government, was the target of a Justice Department crackdown on gun smuggling. The controversy will no doubt be added to the list of improprieties that a Justice Department task force is investigating. It has sent dozens of subpoenas to the White House and the Democratic National Committee, demanding all records relating to the fundraising activities of the president and his party. President Clinton said he was not concerned about the ever-increasing stream of questions. He said the independent counsel and other investigatory bodies had spent $30 million looking into the ethical conduct of his administration, but he said there has not been one shred of evidence that he has done anything wrong.
It's unfortunate for democracy, and I think, as I said, this special counsel thing ought to be reviewed in light of what Archibald Cox and others have said, because the costs outweigh the benefits. But on the other issue, any questions that are raised about contributions ought to be answered, and any records that are needed ought to be provided. That's no different than what happened in Senator Dole's campaign when one of his officials was charged with the money laundering and had to plead guilty and pay the biggest fine in FEC history. I mean, that didn't reflect on everybody else in the campaign. Those things happen.
Press Secretary Mike McCurry said that the White House is cooperating with all the subpoenas, and he said the president has asked his departing chief of staff, Leon Panetta, to come up with a better procedure for screening people who come to the White House to visit with the president. At the White House, I'm Mara Liasson.